If cybersecurity is your job, you're paid to worry about the constant stream of threats. But how do you get users to share that worry and keep things safe? David Rosinski is the Information System Security Manager at the Naval Computer and Telecommunications Area Master Station in Rota, Spain. He organized a cybersecurity awareness campaign for the local military community that raised some eyebrows. Now he's a finalist in the Government Information Security Leadership Awards program put on by ISC Squared, and he joins me now. Mr. Rosinski, great to have you on.
Thank you. Good morning.
First of all, tell us about Rota, Spain. What happens there in the first place?
Well, I work for a telecommunications area master station that basically provides telecommunication services to the base, so internet, phones, and whatnot. And I happen to work in the cybersecurity department where we, you know, spread the word on cybersecurity, do all sorts of accreditation issues and whatnot.
And so you decided to organize a campaign to let people know of some of the threats and to raise awareness. How many people involved on that base?
Well, it was the campaign actually was from staysafeonline.org. They have President Obama officially proclaimed October as National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So we wanted to piggyback on that and kind of spread the word and see what we could do. So in 2014, we started a small campaign. We didn't have much time, so we did the best we could. We went to Stay Safe Online, registered as a champion, you know, put our logo on their website and downloaded a bunch of links and useful tips. And so the campaign went well. And with that, we saw a general increase in interest. So we decided that 2015, we were going to step it up a bit and spread out our campaign. So the people involved were six individuals in my department, and then we basically went out to the community and did a number of various events to spread the cybersecurity.
And tell us about some of the events, and what does it take to get people interested in cybersecurity?
Yeah, well, the first thing we decided to do was to reach out to the youth. So we contacted the local elementary school, and this took a life of its own. We ended up teaching the entire school over 18 separate training sessions, and it went just wonderful. The kids were very well engaged. They were enthusiastic. They were interested. They asked a lot of questions. Some of the classes sent us little thank you cards, which was real nice. We posted them all over the office, and we shared with them some online cyber games they could play, talked about bullying, oversharing, a lot of the issues that we have a tendency to become numb to.
So that was the school kids. What about the military personnel and families on the base?
Yeah, so the military community, we started with you know, daily emails with some links to the community. Before we knew it, we had the local Armed Forces Network radio station call us and ask us to come in for an interview. So we did that, and they played the radio interview throughout the month of October, and then we started to see some real interest. We then got a call from the Armed Forces Network television. They heard about the school, so they wanted to come out and do a piece and, you know, film us at the school doing some training sessions. So we're about halfway into the month, and we decided, wow, this is really, really garnering a lot of attention. So we decided to do what we called the Identity Challenge. And that was basically, we set up a booth in front of the Navy Exchange, which is like the Navy shopping center, set up a booth with a TV, put a bunch of brochures out on cybersecurity best practices, and then we challenged these individuals that were willing participants to provide us only their name. And with that, we were going to show them the amount of information we could find about them online. And some of the people were shocked. I mean, they just couldn't believe the amount of information that was available to them with nothing more than their name and the fact that they were in the Rota area. So that was the only information we used. It was nothing technical. This was not we weren't hacking or, you know, trying to break into anything. We were just merely trying to show them the effects of oversharing.
Sure. We're speaking with David Rosinski. He's the Information System Security Manager at the Naval Computer and Telecommunications Area Master Station in Rota, Spain. Were the people involved here all English-speaking, or were there also some Spanish nationals that might be involved also with the Navy?
No, we didn't get a lot of involvement with the Spanish nationals, but it was something we thought about that we could reach out to them too. They don't have the ability to go into some of the facilities, so they didn't really have access to it. I'm sure they saw the radio and probably the television stuff, but mostly it was geared towards the military community, civilian dependents, and the kids.
All right, and were you able to measure the results of what you were doing?
We did. I mean, we weren't able to quantify it, but we did notice a sharp increase in cybersecurity from both the radio station. It continues to this day. Even the television, they've made commercials on cybersecurity. I repeatedly hear cybersecurity over the radio. So it was nice that it took a life of its own. And the most important thing was it grabbed hold of the community and the community responded. So it was nice. It was a very successful campaign. We were very proud of it. We're hoping we can do one better next year. It'll be tough, but it was a lot of fun, and we were happy to do it.
What are some of the main cybersecurity practices that you try to get people to do or not do?
A big portion of it, I mentioned it earlier, was oversharing. And it's human nature to inherently kind of tell the world what you're up to. And we wanted to showcase that and kind of remind people that you don't always have to tell people exactly where you are and what you're doing and where you live and what school your kids go to. You know, you can keep that to your friends. So we sent out little informational cue cards for like Facebook, LinkedIn, social media on some best practice on how to secure it down. Because a lot of people were unaware that they were sharing so much information. And the other part that we really wanted to, and this was tough because we sent out a barrage of cybersecurity for the entire month. And what happens when you repeatedly hear something over and over is you become numb to it. So, you know, you look at the data breaches, the Sony hack, more closer to home, the OPM data breach. You know, and as you see this on the news over and over, people tend to get complacent and numb to the fact that this stuff is real and it's happening. So we wanted to show people not to become complacent in the cyber battlefield because it's real and there's a lot of information that is available to any adversary, whether it be military or, you know, of that nature.
Must have been thrilling to get a GISLA nomination.
It was indeed. I'm just to be nominated is quite an honor, especially for my team. My Petty Officer Martin Gasco was pretty much leading this effort, and he really did just a fantastic job, and we just followed his coattails and made it a real success. So just to be nominated from an industry leader like ISC Squared is quite an honor.
David Rosinski is the Information System Security Manager at the Naval Computer and Telecommunications Area Master Station in Rota, Spain, and he's also a finalist in the Government Information Security Leadership Awards program from ISC Squared. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.